DMX's family says Beyonce and Jay-Z did not buy his masters. Selena Gomez is hosting a Vax livestream concert, and Blackpink may topple Justin Bieber on YouTube. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, April 13th. All my kept it real, it's strong,
kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is Joe. While the music industry is still mourning the loss of DMX, real name Earl Simmons, the late rapper's family is setting the record straight about the alleged sale of his master recordings and his upcoming funeral. There have been a few rumors following our loved one Earl Simmons' passing that we'd like to clear up, his family said in a statement provided to Billboard. No one has bought Earl's masters. Additionally, we are not selling any merch or raising money for Earl's funeral. If anyone is requesting for money for his funeral, please be aware the person is a scammer. We will keep the public posted on funeral memorial service arrangements. The most popular rumor around DMX's catalog alleged that Beyonce and Jay-Z had purchased his master recordings for $10 million, with plans to return them to his 17 children, though he only has 15 children. As most are aware, the Slippin' artist died Friday, April 9th at 50 years old after suffering a heart attack triggered by a drug overdose. In the days following his passing, streams of his catalog of songs increased 928% in the U.S., according to initial reports to MRC Data. Collectively, his tracks like Rough Riders Anthem garnered 75.7 million on-demand streams on April 9th and 10th, compared to the 7.36 million they earned on April 7th and 8th. It's unclear who currently owns X's master recordings, but the bulk of his commercial success came on Def Jam, where he made his major label debut in 1998 with It's Dark and Hell is Hot, and stayed through 2003's Grand Champ.
I know I'd go back to you. Global Citizen announced Tuesday that Back to You singer Selena Gomez will host Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world. A livestream concert to inspire people globally to get the COVID-19 vaccine while making it more available worldwide. The event will feature musical performances by J Balvin, Her, and Jennifer Lopez, who will be ready to dance again. It will be pre-taped at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles and highlight the large-scale vaccination site at the Hollywood Park-based venue. Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world, will simultaneously air and start live streaming Saturday, May 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC, CBS, YouTube, and the iHeartRadio app. YouTube will stream a 90-minute extended version, which will include an additional performance by NCT127.
Watch out, Justin Bieber, Blackpink in your area. The K-pop girl group crossed over into rarefied territory on Monday, April 13th, when their YouTube channel subscriber count passed the 60 million mark, putting them just within spitting distance of Bieber, the most followed musician on YouTube with 62.4 million subscribers. Among the quartet's most popular videos are the clips for their 2018 single Duru 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 with more than 1.5 billion views and 2019's Kill This Love with 1.2 billion views. Let's kill this love. And while they may be just shy of surpassing Justin, Blackpink's new YouTube high watermark reportedly still gives them the record for the biggest account based in South Korea. Plus, last July, they earned the crown for most subscribed female artist on YouTube when they galloped past Ariana Grande. Side note, group member Rosé also appears to be doing big things on her own, as her debut solo single, On the Ground, recently earned the honor of most YouTube views in 24 hours by a solo K-pop artist with 41.6 million.
That's going to do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.